Republican Representative Corey Malloy's proposal says a person doesn't need to back away before using force, even if they have a safe way to escape. If someone is prosecuted for using force, Malloy's bill won't allow a court to hear evidence about whether the person tried to flee first. At least 22 states have stand your ground laws. They have been scrutinized after high-profile shooting deaths like that of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida. Democrats voting against Utah's bill say they worry about any extra leeway for someone to use force against a perceived threat, citing the racial biases that minorities can face in communities. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ireland Yoakum.